Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz Weekly Recap. Today is Friday, December 15th, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. We got Google ranking volatility all since last weekend. Going throughout the day, it's been pretty insane. Google Groups dropped and then maybe came back. Parasite SEO stuff going on with that. AI ads, local, and more. And it's the 28th birthday of Alta Vista, which one of the search engines, the early search engines that started all this SEO stuff. And this video is sponsored by Wix. Make sure to check out the Wix Studio by Googling Wix Studio or by going to the Wix SEO Learning Hub by Googling SEO stuff. Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring. Deeply appreciate it. Okay, first up, like I said, the Google search ranking volatility has been pretty wild. Even though all the confirmed Google updates are done, they finished rolling out a while ago, but the search volatility is pretty wild. I posted about it on a special Sunday post on December 10th. I haven't updated it, but there's definitely a lot of chatter. There's like almost 600 comments in that post. The Webmaster World forums are also chattering all this week, where it seems like their ranking volatility is even spiking. The tools themselves only show some massive spikes on the weekend, but it didn't really show the spikes again after that. But it does seem like a lot of people are noticing some really big ranking volatility, not just over the last weekend, but also throughout the whole entire past week, including again spiking up today. So I'll be watching it over this weekend, and if there's anything to report, I'll probably report about it on early either Sunday or Monday and let you know. Hopefully you guys are okay with that update, which is unconfirmed, but we will see. Also, I asked Google, will there be another Google update before the year end? And Google did not respond. But I asked SEOs a poll asking them, do they think there'll be an update by the end of a confirmed Google update by the end of the year, not unconfirmed, by like the end of 2023, which is another couple weeks or so right now. And most, 70% of SEOs said they think there will be another Google update confirmed by Google before the end of the year. So we will see. Google has not told me yes or no on that. I asked them, but they did not say. Talking about ranking changes, Google Groups has seemed to get a massive visibility and ranking boost over the past couple months, maybe related to the Hidden Gems algorithm that went live a couple months ago. But it seems like it really spiked up a lot, according to Lily Ray and Glenn Gabe and Brian. But so it looks like that happened from like October-ish through November, including November. And then in December, it looks like maybe it started to drop down again, according to Glenn Gabe and Lily Ray. But then Lily Ray saw another spike up. So it's hard to say for sure. Things are always in flux with Google. But it does seem like something's awkward going on with Google Groups, specifically in Google Search. But Google has not commented on that. They definitely are aware of the issues because some really, really sketchy stuff shows up in Google Groups, including credit card information and other weird, weird, bad stuff. So Google may be doing something more deep dive on that to kind of prevent some of those Google Groups spam from showing up in the Google search results. Google said they have taken steps to deal with parasite SEO and more to come. Basically, Danny Sullivan, the Google search liaison, said, and I'll quote, "We have taken steps to better deal with third-party content of this nature and will absolutely be continuing to do more on this. We have various systems to deal with these types of things, and yes, we've taken steps," he added. So there's a lot of chatter around all this really stuff ranking based on the authority. People want to call it this authority squatting, not parasite SEO, because they're taking the authority of others to rank weird and SEO-related content. And Google said, yes, we're aware of this type of stuff, and we've taken action, and we will continue to take action on these types of efforts. So keep that in mind. If you are doing this, Google will go after it. Talking about parasite SEO, which is a cool name, but it really upsets some SEOs if they take it personal. I think it's about the strategy of SEO, not about labeling SEOs as parasites, but I could be wrong. I don't know what people name things for, what reasons. In any event, Danny Sullivan, the Google search liaison, said they will be renaming what people are calling parasite SEO, at least internally. He said, "We don't use that term internally. I expect you will see us assign a term to this type of activity in the near future, along with further guidance." So Google's going to go ahead and give out further guidance around this strategy of parasite SEO, or some calling authority squatting, and they'll probably assign a new term to it. Will be interesting to see what Google gives that term, but keep that in mind. It will be renamed. At least Google won't be calling it that going forward. We covered a couple weeks ago that Google has expanded its video policy, that the video must be in the main piece of content, not just to show up in the main search results as video-rich results, but also to show up in the video mode, which is basically the video tab in the Google search results. That started to roll out, and this past week has been exploding with people complaining about this error, not error, but notice that the video is not in the main content of the page in Google Search Console. That's the error, video not main page. Video is not in the main content of the page. That's the video notice under the why videos and pages aren't being indexed. And even for this site, these videos on Search Engine Roundtable, even though they're at the top of the page and so forth, Google's labeling them as video not in the main content of the page. Maybe they are. Maybe the old videos are on the lower end of the page, so maybe those are being labeled. But you can see here's a spike for me. In any event, there's tons and tons of complaints about this, even though Google was upfront and said, hey, this is happening. And it makes sense why they're doing it, because everybody who embeds a video shouldn't just show up as in the video results. But we will see what happens with that. Google, Danny Sullivan also said, just because you are in the About This Source, you have information in the About This Source feature under the About This Results feature in the three-dot feature, that doesn't mean that you'll rank better in search. Some SEO, Kate Berry said, help me understand this, basically saying, after 10 years and several books and all this authority around my topic and name, why am I not have, why does Google not have about them for, about the source about my website? And Danny Sullivan wrote in response, it's not like you somehow rank better any better because we show information about a source. It's also still an experimental feature covered here, but I'll pass on the feedback. So keep that in mind. It's very interesting to see that. Again, some people might confuse that. Google Search Console's API has been delayed all week. It seems to be getting a little bit better, but Google Search Console in general gets delays, and it takes a while for them to catch up. But the API has been delayed pretty much all week by at least, I think, like several days. I think it's catching up right now, so that's good news. Google Search has a bug where it may show the reporters, the journalist's headshot as the top story image in the Google search results. Google's aware of the bug and it's fixing it. It may have fixed it by now. Google launched and rolled out earlier this week, actually a couple weeks ago, I believe. It was the filter to get it by a certain date. That has been live for a while now. But Google actually now has a get it by section for get it by December 24th, but get it by Christmas. It specifically says get it by December 24th, not Christmas for some reason. And this is spotted by Kashul. And actually, Google actually announced this just yesterday afternoon, well after Kashul actually posted about this. So nice find there. Microsoft said they will bring Deep Search to Bing Chat, also named as Copilot, when it speeds up. Right now, Deep Search, which is a feature they launched last week, is only available to some limited number of people. I asked to get access to Deep Search so I could test it. Microsoft said, no, we're not giving you access. Thank you, Microsoft. But I assume it's so slow, so maybe the results are not even as great as they say it would be, which is why they're not giving me access. In any event, Mikkel from Microsoft, who leads up the Bing Chat Copilot team, basically said, yeah, we plan to do that, meaning bring Deep Search to Bing Chat or Copilot, but we need to make it faster. Otherwise, it's unbearably slow. He said, unbearable. He said, it's like talking over email and not talking over chat. Yeah, it is very slow from what Microsoft's been saying. They have to speed it up before they make it wider availability, as well as before they bring it to Bing Chat. Also, Bing Chat, according to Mikkel, is testing a feature called Notebook Feature, a notebook where you can actually take notes based on what Bing Chat or Copilot are telling you. So that's pretty cool. Here's a screenshot of that. OpenAI responded over the weekend to complaints that ChatGPT's GPT-4 is getting lazy. And basically, they said no. They said, we heard all your feedback about GPT-4 getting lazier. We haven't updated the model since November 11th, and this certainly isn't intentional. Model behavior can be unpredictable, and we're looking to fix it. So really, nothing has changed, they said, since November 11th. I assume things slow down with the whole OpenAI firing scandal. But things seem to be back on track, and hopefully they will improve stuff. Google Business Profiles has improved their suspension emails to allow you to appeal. There's an appeal option now in the suspension emails. Before there wasn't. This is spotted by Molly Youngblood, and here's a screenshot of that. Now you can actually appeal those new business profile suspension emails, which is a new nice feature that's been coming out to the US recently. Google Local Notices are popping up when you are not allowed to post a review on a local business. Google said a while back they added restrictions around new posting guidelines that they will disable the ability for people to post reviews on certain profiles. Now, if that profile has been flagged, the thing will say the posting is currently turned off for this type of place. This is spotted by Hiroko Imai, who wrote, this is the first time I'm seeing a business displaying on a Google Business profile posting restriction. I haven't seen it either, but we definitely know about the notice about it, and now it's actually live and rolling out to certain businesses. There is a bug with the Google Business Profile Agency dashboard where you cannot manage invites. So if somebody wants to become a manager or owner of a business and they try to request an invite, you cannot see those invites. Google is aware of it. It's being worked on. This was first reported to me by several people, and the forums are kind of polluted with this. But Ben Fisher said the agency dashboard is not able to accept invites now. Google's aware of it. It's a known issue, and Google's working to fix this. Finally, Google Ads launched that new consumer finance policy specifically for personalized ads. And we covered that a couple weeks ago. And PPC Greg noticed how it is being way too far overreaching. Basically, it matched on the term apartments, which is being flagged as financial for some reason. It flagged that as a policy violation for the consumer finance market. In any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz. This is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. Again, have a great, safe weekend. And thanks to Wix for sponsoring. Speak to you guys later. Bye-bye.